With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines is one of 11 senators who have announced their intention to reject Electoral College votes from certain states Wednesday unless an emergency audit is completed. In a joint statement issued Saturday, Daines and others called for Congress to appoint an Electoral Commission to conduct an emergency 10-day audit of election returns in disputed states. Daines, in a statement, said he's joining the group to restore trust following an election in which the way Americans voted was, quote, altered at a scale never before imagined outside what the state legislative process intended, end quote. NPR reports every court that has examined allegations of fraud in the 2020 election have found them to be unfounded, including the Supreme Court, which numbers three appointees of President Donald Trump. Greg Gianforte was sworn in as Montana's 25th governor today. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports he's the state's first Republican chief executive in 16 years.
And repeat after me. I, Greg Gianforte.
I, Greg Gianforte.
After taking his oath of office during a small live-streamed ceremony at the Capitol, Gianforte said he will tackle Montana's economic recovery by lowering taxes, improving infrastructure, and cutting what he calls unnecessary red tape.
Let me say loudly and clearly to job creators, entrepreneurs, and business owners in our state and beyond, Montana is open for business.
Gianforte said voters provided him a mandate to make state government more responsive and offer a, quote, better customer service experience to citizens, unquote. The former congressman said state government also needs to rein in what he calls out-of-control spending while continuing to provide essential services.
We must be better stewards of taxpayer money. We must run our state government more efficiently.
Gianforte did not announce any executive action during his first day in office and hasn't yet released his administration's plans to manage the coronavirus pandemic, which he previously said would come out after his inauguration. After mentioning the nearly 1,000 Montanans who have died from COVID-19, Gianforte said pandemic-induced isolation has led to more domestic violence, child abuse, and drug use.
I am confident that with vaccines and increased testing, we will get a better handle on our response to COVID-19.
Great Falls attorney Kristen Juris was also sworn in as lieutenant governor Monday. Republicans now control the state house with larger legislative majorities after a strong showing during the November election. Gianforte said he's willing to work with anyone, Republican, Democrat, or independent, who has a good idea. His transition team did not provide widespread in-person media access to the swearing-in ceremony, with an opportunity to ask questions, due to the event's 25-person limit. The Montana Public Affairs Network instead broadcast the ceremony for coverage. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Montana Health Department confirmed 288 new COVID-19 cases today and reported 14 deaths from the virus since the start of the new year. Today, the Rocky Boy Health Center in Box Elder initiated Phase 2 of the Rocky Boy COVID-19 vaccination plan. Misty Denny, the health center's public information officer, says the scheduling team began calling elders age 65 and older on December 31st to schedule appointments.
We're trying to discourage any kind of elderly patient from just showing up, so they've been working diligently to try to contact the eligible recipient directly by phone.
Denny says the clinic vaccinated healthcare workers from its initial shipment of 200 doses of the Moderna vaccine and is using the remainder of its second shipment of 200 doses for elders, prioritizing those over 75 with medical conditions. Most counties are still in their first rollout of the vaccine to healthcare workers who have direct contact or exposure with the virus. All tribal members are prioritized to receive the vaccine under the state's vaccination plan. Native Americans in Montana have experienced disproportionately high rates of infection and mortality from the coronavirus. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory in effect until late Tuesday afternoon for most of western Montana. Snow, blowing snow, rain, and sleet are possible with snow accumulations up to 5 inches and winds gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. This is MTPR.